Another episode of Unaccompanied Adult with Joe Diaz. What's going on, everybody? Are you safe? Did you make it out? Did you make it out okay? Are your eyes okay? That's the question I'm asking you people. Did you survive the eclipse? You know, the thing that happens like every so often? They're like, it's the rare occurrence where it's the first time in 400 years that you're going to see. Well, we get it. It got dim a little bit. It looked like sundown. It's funny how a lot of people make like a big to-do about the eclipse, and they prepared, they got their glasses, the 3D glasses, like they're about to beat up Marty McFly and shit. And it came and went, and it's meh. Yeah, I guess. Like, but it was funny is that you can definitely see how like the Mayans and the Aztecs were like sacrifice virgins to this shit. Like it's a scary thing if you don't have the internet. Like if you haven't seen like Two Girls One Cup, I can see how that can freak you out. But this post internet age that we're in, we're not really awed as a whole society. We're not awed by like natural occurrences. You know, there was an earthquake. Did you survive it? Did some books slightly fall? We had an earthquake in Jersey, New York. We had an eclipse that, you know, was seen in Texas and shit. And like, again, you can see how the Mayans were like, you know what, 2012, this shit's all going downhill. Let's start sacrifice. Let's throw a virgin in a volcano, and let's fucking sacrifice our firstborn sons. So like, you can see how they can freak out again in this postmodern age that we're on. The post AOL, Yahoo, MySpace, Facebook, Mi Gente, fucking Black Planet age that we're in. We're not really awed by that shit anymore. Like, it's like, and it sucks. It sucks how you read these things and like in the history books and like, you know, in the fucking Bible, like there's a nigga that turned water into wine, and there was a guy who walked on water, and like then David Blaine and Chris Angel came out like, yeah, so what, nigga? These niggas do it too. That nigga held his breath for a long time. Did Jesus do that? I'm sorry. I had to. But the thing is like we're so jaded by society and by just like the inundation of shit that we see on the internet and in the world on the news and shit, and like none of this fazes us. We literally make fun of everything that's presented before us. Like it's like we don't care anymore. And we're not afraid of anything. Like there was literally people at my job, like from different walks of life and different nationalities, who were like, I'm not going out during the eclipse because, you know, some shit can go down. And like, you're like, yo, dog, for real? You believe that shit? That's crazy. It's crazy how weird it is to encounter people with superstitions. And because, like, is like we know better now, or we should know better now, that like superstitions don't really fucking exist, or they don't matter. Like you can't open an umbrella inside, or don't do anything on Friday the 13th. and don't go out when there's an eclipse. Don't stare into the sun. That's a real thing, actually. You know what? Let me take that one back. That's real. Don't stare into the sun, you fucking idiots. Like, I was looking up, and then I'm driving home. I'm like, yo, my eyes are burning. I'm like, oh, no. Like, fucking, like, oh, no. They were right. But I had my 3D glasses. I had them. But, like, yeah, it's weird to see people with superstitions who, like, take it, like, way too serious. It's way too serious. Like, a lot of people believe in witchcraft. And not like those dirty feet pretty girls that you see out there. Like, I'm talking about, like, real witchcraft. Like, fucking making spaghetti with your period blood and shit. That kind of magic. That kind of hoodoo voodoo shit. Fucking agua de panty. That's the thing. You fucking boil your panties. You use panties, ladies. And you boil it, and you make that nigga tea, and he'll love you forever. Me, I'll just be wondering why my Earl Grey tastes like fish. That's me. That's me. Like, I'm sorry, baby. This tea turned a bit. Can you check the expiration date? This shit smells like tilapia. Fucking. But yeah, it's weird to see people like freak out over things that we can discredit. Like, we can debunk. Like, just with a quick Google search. Like, you know what's funny? Like, I think like a year ago, they were they were trying to debunk a bunch of mysteries of old and whatever. Like, how did Stonehenge get built? And the one that I remember, because I laughed my ass off, was the Loch Ness Monster. And those of you who don't know the Loch Ness Monster, it is the picture of Nessie, this underwater being in a loch in Scotland. All right? So they were like, you know, what made it famous is, like, there's this picture of seemingly a sea monster sticking his head and neck out of the water in Scotland, right? So there was a scientist, or like, there's people like studying this shit, like, yo, dude, there's cancer still out there. Like, no, fuck that. We got to figure out if Nessie's real. So they cleared up and they digitized the video or the photo. And they were like, this looks weird. This looks odd. Like, it doesn't necessarily look like an animal or a sea creature. However, it does resemble a whale's penis. So now they fucking took the picture and compared it to a whale's penis. And there you go. Loch Ness Monster. Moby's dick. I'm proud of that one. You know what? I'm really proud of that one. Anyway. But, like, yeah, so, like, now there's so many things to discredit what we once believed. Step on a crack, break your mama's back. Yeah, shit like that. Don't let a cat sleep near the baby. He's going to steal his breath. Stephen King made a movie about that in the book. So, it's just weird. Like, I don't know when I stopped believing in superstitions. I know it was pretty early on. Like right around the time, like, I stopped believing in Santa Claus and fathers and shit. Like I know it was around then. It was like 7, 8 years old. I was like, man, I live in an apartment with no chimney, no fucking fire escape. How's Santa getting in here? And, you know, my dad never picked me up. Anyway, but it's still weird. Like there's people who, like, you know, there's still buildings that don't have a 13th floor. And that's odd to me because, like, I think we're past this. I think we're as a whole, as the more we become more advanced, technologically, oh, I can't talk today. Technologically advanced. There you go. Sound it out, Joe. Use your finger. As we become more advanced in technology, we should know better. Like, there's, like, fucking societies that, you know, once said, like, hey, don't take a picture because it steals your soul and shit like that. So, I don't know. Like, it was weird that people called out of work and didn't travel because of the eclipse. Because it happens all the time. Like, literally all the time. Like, it happens more often than not out in the ocean where nobody can see it. But it happens a lot. So, you know, but, like, people are like, earthquakes. An earthquake in New Jersey? That never happened. What? Fucking eclipses? That never happens. Not back to back. And you go, it happens a lot. So, like, what's the fuss about? And, like, how do you feel as a person? Like, let's say you spent most of your life believing in superstitions and then realizing that none of it is true. That the crystal ball, the Ouija board, none of it is true. None of that bullshit is true. Like, how do you feel when you fucking, when, like, as an adult, as a child, you go, okay, there's no magic. Like, you know, the coin was in your finger the entire time. But as an adult, as a fucking taxpaying, I go to work every day and go to sleep at a reasonable time adult. How do you feel when everything that you've known becomes discombobulated? It's all been discredited. And now you have to explain your unrooted fears to people. Well, it could have happened. It could have. You don't know. Like, yeah, I know. I know because science, nothing. Like, there was a legit thread on, like, Twitter, on Facebook, and Instagram that people thought they were going to get superpowers because of an eclipse. Don't believe me? Look it up. I dare you to fucking look it up. That shit is fucking ridiculous. You don't even look cooler in a Mitsubishi eclipse. Well, how the fuck are you going to get superpowers from a 4-minute eclipse? It's nuts. There's people out there that, like, really believe in shit like that. There's people who go, and mostly women, they believe in, yo, make a wish. The numbers on the fucking clock match. Your clock, stupid, because you set your watch 3 minutes ahead. Now that shit is not even the right time. It's just the right time to you. Oh, it's 11:11. It's 2:22:22. It's 4:44:44. Like, it's cool. Got it. Now, what does it mean? All this numerology shit that people believe in is fucking... You know what it smells like? It smells like lack of accountability. Lack of accountability is what we, as a society, we suffer from. We don't suffer from fucking locusts and fucking and painting your putting lamb's blood on your front door so the fucking the cuckoo can fucking come get your firstborn. No, we don't suffer from that anymore. We suffer from lack of accountability. What we do is we blame the fucking moon and we blame the fucking sun crossing this and fucking something in Gatorade. We blame that on why my day is shitty. Come on, people. Lack of accountability. Oh, somebody must have a fucking voodoo doll of me because I don't feel like getting up today. Like, no, you're a lazy piece of shit. And you slept too late. It has nothing to do with the fucking Saturn crossing into Jupiter. I don't know any of that bullshit. I don't believe in astrology. I barely believe in astronomy. I'm definitely not going to believe in fucking astrology. Like, I'm still not convinced Mercury's a fucking planet. But, and you go, yeah, man, but at what point in your life do you take your life decisions into your own hands and stop blaming the invisible person that's fucking with you? Or the crystals. The crystals are vibrating today. Oh my goodness. I held it in my hand and it burned. Like, no. You're an asshole. You're a dick. For believing in shit that doesn't... That's like... And then the same fucking people have the balls to criticize you on what you believe in, which is fucking wild, bro. Like, I love watching a religious person argue with a spiritual person about the most nonsensical shit. Yeah, there was a guy. He was white. He was in the Middle East. What? I call bullshit. No, he had six packs and he fucking pushed a stone after 4 days or whatever the fuck it was. They're like, no, that's nonsense. There's a fucking book that says that I'm supposed to marry somebody who was born on this day and that day. That's real. What you believe in is stupid. Like, it's nonsense. We keep putting credibility and credence into things that are intangible, that are fucking completely discreditable. I created that word just now. Fuck with me. Discreditable. Able to be discredited. There you go. Fuck you. Suck my dick. And like we believe, we put too much value into nonsense, into bullshit, and make people feel or call people stupid and call people like non-believers for not believing in the same imaginary friend or the same numbers in a sequence as you. What's your lucky number? I don't know. Who fucking cares? Who cares what my lucky number is? I don't know. Like, I know I'm a, like, and believe me, my mom believed in that. Like, she was a complete paradox. I love her. You know, but she was a paradox. Like, she was a staunch Catholic and was like, men should not marry men. They should marry women and da 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 da. And you shouldn't mix races. That was a whole other thing. But then she believed in astrology. She goes, Joseph, check your horoscope today. Because today it says you're going to, I'm doing a very bad impression of my mom. She will understand. You're going to meet the person that you're going to spend the rest of your life with. And then I meet somebody and she's like, that bitch just want to steal your money. I'm like, oh, you got to pick your battles, mama. Because it's April 15th. I'm supposed to meet this person. According to the fucking Walter Mercado. But like, I think we need to be more rooted in reality. We need to face the world with a logic that comes with knowledge. And the knowledge is accessible at our fingertips. It's not just used for porn, fellas. You can Google shit. I know. It's crazy, right? You don't have to just fucking look up Pog all the time. You can go, hey, man, do toilets fucking circulate or flush in reverse down in Australia? Shit doesn't make sense. Or, you know, does eating a bat make me a vampire? These are things that we have to, I think, just like put a little bit of effort into knowing the truth. And I know I'm fucking attacking people's belief systems. And Joe, what I believe, you don't have to believe. As long as I believe, you don't have to believe. But your lucky numbers are 4, 8, 25, and 36. Like, I guess. I don't know. I once dated a girl who, she goes, you know, I am an Aries. And typically Aries and Leos, we don't get to get, we don't mix. But there's something different about you. What day were you born? And I tell them what day. They're like, okay, got it. Now that makes sense, because your moon is in, I don't fucking care. I don't care. Take your titties out. Like, I don't care about none of that goofy shit. I don't care, hocus pocus. Just get nude. So, ladies, gentlemen, be more realistic in the shit that you believe. You can be astonished by things. I think what we are missing is the sense of astonishment. I think we're jaded by the internet and fucking YouTube and Instagram and all that shit. I think we're jaded from the influx of imagery that's flooding us, that to the point where it's all fucking white noise. And it's just something for us to criticize, critique, and ridicule. I think we need wonderment in our life again. But, you know, you could be marveled by an eclipse. You can. But don't think for a second that shit's going to have, like, some fucking Machu Picchu fucking effect on you. That you're going to, like, you know, sever a head and throw it down the temple steps and shit. Like, it's not the end of the world, people. It's just an eclipse. And she's not earthy. She's just crazy and toxic. Anyway, I'm really loving these talks between you and I. I feel it's more personal as I walk around my apartment yet again. But yeah, until the next global event, this has been another episode of Unaccompanied Adult with Joe Diaz. Peace.